laughing. Nothing. The thrilling quiz show with a $100 question presented by Phenamint, the modern chewing gum laxative. Tonight we're at the U.S. Naval Air Station, Norfolk, Virginia, saluting the men who fly the fighting planes of Uncle Sam's Navy. And now here is your master of ceremony, John Reed King.
Thanks, Navy. Thanks a million. Thank you, men. It's a special honor being invited here to entertain the men who fly the combat planes of the world's mightiest Navy. For yours is the job of delivering the shock punches that are opening up American beachheads on the strongest enemy front. And so Double or Nothing salutes you, the officers and men of the U.S. Naval Air Station at Norfolk, Virginia. And now, Fred Cole, who is Double or Nothing's first contestant?
John, our first contestant is a fighter pilot back from 50 missions in the South Pacific, with our first $100 question in his sight. Let's welcome aboard Ensign Vincent Barbier.
You say you completed 50 missions in what theater?
Pacific.
In the Pacific? Are you married, Ensign?
No, sir.
You say that very happily, huh? Is there a reason or what?
No, I just came close to it once.
You came close to it once? What happened? Did you finally turn it down at the church door or what?
I've been a nice day, so I might be listening.
Yeah. Where's your home, Ensign?
Well, I think it's right here.
Right here in Norfolk. Yeah. Well, good for you. All right, now I want to ask you our Phenomen Double or Nothing Grand Slam question. One question we ask of all the contestants, and the nearest correct reply wins a wonderful surprise extra prize. The question is, how long does the average dollar bill last in circulation? In other words, before it wears out and somebody has to throw it away. Yes, nobody throws it away. No. But before they have to take it out of circulation because the bill is worn out. How long does it last?
Doesn't last me very long.
No, that's not the question. The average dollar bill. What would you say, Ensign?
Well, let's see. I'd say about a year or two.
A year or two. Which will it be, a year or two?
Two.
All right, we'll put that down for you, Ensign. Now, our Phenomen Double or Nothing gives you five questions, each worth $5. If you miss on any of these, that's where you stop winning money. But if you get all five right for $25, you can try, if you want to double your money, not once, but twice, Double or Nothing, for the big $100 cash prize. What would you do with $100 if you wanted, Ensign? He doesn't know either.
Well, I don't know. Right,
you don't know, huh? You have something special you'd like to buy if you want the money?
Oh, I could buy some war bonds.
You could buy some war bonds. Good for you. All right, our Phenomen Double or Nothing session for you deals with time. Phenomen will give you $5 apiece if you can name five things in 1 minute that improve with time or improve with aging. Ready? Get set? Go.
Time.
Yeah.
Oh. Wine, women, and song.
Wine, women, and song. I think I ought to give him three, all right? Three Phenomen and five, you got 15. Can you give me two more?
String instruments, violins.
String instruments, violins. That's another Phenomen and five at $20. Can you give me something else?
Cheese.
Cheese, yes. All right. $25. See how easy that is? Accomplished in 28 seconds by the Ensign. All right. Ensign, you've got $25. Do you want to sit down with the 25? Or do you want to try to double it into the Phenomen 50, Double or Nothing? Audience, what should you do here? What would you like to do?
Well, I can't lose the thing.
You can't lose the thing. You mean you'd like to go on?
I'd like to
go on. All right, here we go on. Still on the subject of time. Besides watches, what item of dress suggests something to do with time? Besides watches, wristwatches, or anything like that, what item of dress suggests something to do with time? I must tell you, too, that I'm going to clock you on this if you don't get it right, you know?
Let's see.
Yeah, you think about it, bro.
That has something to do with a clock on your stocking.
A clock on the stocking, yes. Phenomen 50. All right. $50 from Phenomen, the modern chewing gum laxative. Good for you. And do you want to sit down with a 50 or do you want to try to double it into the big $100 cash prize, Double or Nothing? What will it be?
I'm going to try to double it.
You're going to try to double it for $100. All right, here we go. Here's a tough question coming up, too. When it's noon in Pensacola, Florida, what time is it in St. John's, Newfoundland? What time is it in St. John's, Newfoundland? I almost followed my own words there. If it's noon in Pensacola, Florida, for $100, what time is it in St. John's, Newfoundland? No, not winter time. No, that's right. Who said that?
Well, Let's see, it's noon in Pensacola.
Yeah.
Should
be easy for a trial.
1 o'clock here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The Great Circle route, I believe, runs.
Oh, we're up in here again. What would you say?
Runs from England right into St. John's, I believe.
What would be then?
I believe it would be another hour. That'd be 2 hours.
You're absolutely right. $100. Microphone. Here we are, come right up here, and will you step up and tell us your name and rank, please?
My name is Bill Bledsoe. My rank is aviation radioman, first class.
Where's your home, Bill?
Dallas, Texas.
Dallas, Texas. Good. All right. How long have you been overseas?
Well, I've had 26 months.
26 months, and what theaters?
Oh, they vary. I was in the Pacific and the Atlantic.
I see you're wearing four major engagement stars, too. And you have a Purple Heart, I believe, is it right?
Well, yes, it's coming.
Well, you're really a great guy and glad to have you. I want to ask you, first of all, though, our Phenomen Doubleman are the grand time question for the extra surprise prize. How long does the average dollar bill last in circulation, Bill?
Well, I think it's approximately 15 years.
15 years, Carl. He pays his money. Now, our Phenomen Doubleman have a session for you. Call from your knowledge on a very difficult subject.
Yeah.
Bill, what do you know about women?
Not much.
All right, let's see now. What do you know about women? Peterman will pay you $5 a piece for each famous woman, past or present, living or dead, named Helen, that you can name in 1 minute. All the Helens you can name, famous women, past or present, movie stars, world figures, anything like that. Ready? They must be named
that
Helen.
That isn't what we rehearsed.
No, we didn't rehearse that.
It was Mary.
Yeah, I told you about Mary, but I... Yeah. All right, now what'd you say? 1 minute, ready, go.
Helen Twelve Trees.
Helen Twelve Trees is one.
Helen Bledsoe. I don't believe you know her.
No, is that your wife?
No. It's my nephew.
Your niece?
No, nephew.
Helen Bledsoe?
Yes.
Helen Bledsoe is the nephew?
A niece.
Pardon me.
I've got
you. You're a nurse. I don't think we can account her, though. We have to have famous woman.
Well, she's fine.
She is famous?
She's a dancer.
She's a dancer?
She skates.
She's
where
right,
I go?
She's a
double for Sonia Heenan.
You've got 30 seconds left now. You've got two so far.
I got 30 seconds left.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. You're doing fine?
Yeah.
Helen, who's sitting on the piano with Saint?
Got me.
No, she's sat on the piano by herself.
Did she?
Yeah.
I give up.
Almost time. You get about 5 seconds.
Give me this $10.
Oh, no, don't give up so quick. You got 3 seconds left.
I can't think.
You can't think?
No,
so
lost
Helen
my mind.
Morgan, Helen Keller, Helen Keene, Helen of Troy, and Helen Wills Moody. You got two right, $10, though.
Thank you.
Stick around for the Grand Slam surprise prize. I hope you Now, up steps Fred B. Cole with an answer you may be looking for tonight.
Yes, if you're feeling all out of sorts tonight, you're probably asking yourself, how can I get through a day's work tomorrow feeling like this?
Well, if the need of a laxative is to blame, don't feel that way tomorrow, too. Instead, chew Phenomen, the delicious chewing gum laxative, tonight. And tomorrow morning, you'll feel fine. Because remember, you chew Phenomen like gum, and its famous medicine works best because you chew it.
Yes, and that's easy to understand. We all know that chewing our food helps it do the most for us. And Phenomen works on a similar principle. Chewing Phenomen readies its medicine to give the greatest benefit, allows it to enter the digestive system gently and gradually. So don't punish your stomach with harsh, upsetting laxatives. Whenever you're under par and feeling only half alive for need of a laxative, make it Phenomen. And then just see how soon you too are saying, thanks to Phenomen, I feel fine.
Okay, Fred, and now on with Double or Nothing down here at Norfolk, Virginia. Up to the microphone comes another sailor. What is your name?
Jocelyn, Homer Jocelyn.
Homer Jocelyn, I want to welcome you. Homer, where's your home?
California.
Home is home. Yeah, all right, California. Where have you seen action, Homer?
South Pacific and American theaters.
Is that a presidential citation you're wearing?
Yes, sir.
I see, and you also have four major engagements. You've really gotten around, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
Are you married?
Yes, sir.
How long have you been married?
2 years.
2 years. Got any children?
Yes, sir.
What are they? What are girls?
One girl.
One girl. Well, good for you, Homer. I want to ask you our Phenomen Double or Nothing Grand Slam question for the extra surprise prize. How long do you think the average dollar bill lasts in circulation?
I would say not more than a month.
Not more than a month. We'll put that down for you. What are you going to do with that $100 you're going to try to win right now if you win it?
If I win it, I think I'll give it to my wife for her birthday this month.
Is her birthday this month?
Oh, yes.
Well, let's you and I sing happy birthday to her right now, shall we? I'm a little nervous about it. Do you like to sing?
No, not really.
You sing in the shower?
Sometimes.
What's your favorite song in the shower?
Never heard of that one, sorry.
All right, now, our favorite double session for you is musical, Homer. Andy Sinella and the orchestra are going to play tunes that have been popular past and present, and from the title of the tune, you can tell if a boy or girl should sing the number. So people listen and tell us for $5, for instance, if a boy or girl should sing this song right here.
A boy.
A boy. The name of the song is Margie.
Margie.
Margie for $5. Good for you. The first thing is five. For another theme in five, should a boy or girl sing this tune? Listen carefully.
A boy.
A boy singing for me and my gal. Yes, sure. $50. Good for you, Homer. Have you ever serenaded a girl, Homer?
Well, I guess I serenaded my wife once.
You did? What did you sing to her?
That was too long ago.
You don't remember? Did you have a ukulele or what?
Oh, no.
What did you use, a banjo?
No, we used the radio program.
We used the radio program. Expensive, but it sounds like a nice idea. All right. You've got 10 for another Phenom and 5. Would it be a boy or a girl singing this song played by Andy and the Boys?
A girl.
A girl. What's the name of the tune? The Man I Love. There you go. All right.
Not that I can remember.
Not even with a radio. All right. Well, now let's get on right now for another Phenom and 5. Would it be a boy or a girl singing this song? Listen.
I think I could be either one.
What's the name of the tune? Column of party fun and games from Double or Nothing. It's Click Magazine, now on the newsstand. And Fred Cole, have you heard anybody say that the war in Europe is almost won?
Well, I'm sorry to say I have, John. A lot of people are saying so. But friends, when Germany does surrender, don't forget that we still have Japan to reckon with. And remember, too, that American boys will be wounded and killed right up to the last instant of fighting. Not one of those boys must be lost for lack of enough of any vital war material. That's why, up to the very instant of final victory, war production must come first. If you have a war job, friends, keep at it. and work as you've never worked before. Save waste paper. Donate blood. Observe rationing and price control. In short, do more, not less, to help shorten our fighting men's road to Tokyo and Berlin. And most of all, do it right now.
All right, and on with Double or Nothing. Up to the microphone comes another sailor. What is your name?
Cowdery. Tom Cowdery.
Tom Cowdery, I know you're married because I met your wife just before the program. She's sitting right down the front row, isn't she?
That's right.
Where's she from?
She's from Ohio.
And where are you from?
St. Louis.
St. Louis, huh? Well, good for you, Tom. I want to welcome you. Where have you seen action?
Down the South Atlantic. South Atlantic Patrol.
South Atlantic Patrol. And what is your work? What
are you like? I'm an aviation radio, first class.
Yeah, that's what you said. I understand, too, that you have the Air Medal for your work in sub-sinking. I want to say good for you. Mr. Chowdhury, our Peanut Double or Nothing Grand Slam question for the extra prize. Here goes the money right away. How long does the average dollar bill last in circulation?
6 weeks.
6 weeks. Things move fast. All right, what was the last movie that you have seen?
The last movie I saw was Hail the Conquering Hero.
It was? That's a grand picture, too.
It certainly is.
Preston Sturges made that. Do you go to the movies often?
Well, just about as often as my wife can drag me. She's crazy about it.
Really? She really? How often does she like to go?
Well, she wanted to take me to two last week and one day. I balked at that.
Do you still hold hands when you go to the movies?
Definitely.
Do you put your arm around the movie still?
Certainly do. Nothing like it.
All right, our Peanut Double or Nothing session for you has to do with the movies. You'll be glad she took you to the movies. We want you to name the movies from the clues we give. For instance, for $5, a picture starring Claudette Colbert and Joseph Cotten and many others is a big favorite right now. Shirley Temple's in it, too. Monty Woolley. And it's called Since You
Went Away.
For $5, absolutely right. Sure. For another Phenomenon 5 right now, a picture starring Cary Grant, Raymond Massey, and Priscilla Lane was made from a Broadway mystery comedy play. 12 people are killed in it, but it's murder with a laugh. And it's a great picture. Its name is Arsenic and...
Was that the... That was the one that Peter Lorre was in, wasn't
it? No, he wasn't. It's Raymond Matthew. Is he?
Yeah, that was Arsenic and Old Lace.
Arsenic and Old Lace! Yes, sir! $10, sure!
How about letting me hold on to it for a while?
Oh, you want to hold on the money? I see. All right. Who is... Way ahead of you, isn't it? Who is your favorite movie star?
My favorite movie star is Bugs Bunny.
All right, now you've got 10 for another Phenomenon 5. I'll hold it out here in case you win it. A picture, Double or Nothing, helps to preview, stars Frederick March, and it's called The Adventures of... Very famous American here. You'll mark it very well if you can win through and get it right. It's a picture called The Adventures of... Frederick March was in it, and Double or Nothing helps to preview. We did the broadcast show in Philadelphia. I remember so well. And Jesse Lasky was there. He was the producer. Have you ever been down to Mississippi?
Mark Twain.
Mark Twain. All right, $15 for another Phenomenon 5.
My wife took me to that one, too.
I see. Another Double or Nothing preview special had to do with Navy Flyers, and it starred Don Ameche. It's called A Wing and a...
Wing and a Prayer.
A Wing and a Prayer. Yeah. Good for you, $20. For another Phenomenon 5, a picture starring Cary Grant and Janet Blair was adapted from a radio script called My Client Curly. Curly, in this case, was a caterpillar. The picture was called One...
Upon a Time.
Once upon a time. Good for you. $25 for Peterman. Modern chewing gum action. Good. What are you going to do with that? Are you going to sit down with that or stick around for the double feature and try for the Peterman 50? What will it be?
I'll stick around.
Yeah, your wife's there too, and she's smiling as you say that. All right. Spencer Tracy appears in a picture about the Nazi underground. It's new, and it's titled The Seventh...
The Seventh Cross.
The Seventh Cross. Good for you. He's 50 right there. The Peterman 50. He's holding on to it. Will that be all, or you want to try the big double troubler question for the $100 cash prize?
At least I got to hold it for a while. I'll try the $100
question. You try it for the $100. All right, here we go. Edward G. Robinson plays the part of an Army inductee in a new picture called Mr. Winkle.
Mr. Winkle Goes to War.
Absolutely right. $100. Your wife's smiling, too. Yeah, I bet she's proud. Fred?
John, our next contestant is a Navy freshman. Let's give a Double or Nothing welcome to Seaman Second Class, Jack Mails.
Thank you, Dave.
Jack, where are you from?
New York and Washington.
New York and Washington. That's right. I mean, you live on the trail.
Well, no, you told me to put New York in there, so I did.
Well, tell me, Jack, how long have you been in the Navy?
I don't want to make them look bad. I did live in New York, but I told them first.
I see.
Go ahead.
Yeah, before the program.
That's right.
Look, you take the questions and I'll try to answer them.
No, no. I think I'd do better that way.
I think you're doing
fine. You know, I was supposed to have seven helpers in the front row and I don't see them. You know what they're going to school with? Well, there they are. Oh, okay, I can see that far.
All right. How long have you been in the Navy, Jack, if I may get a word in here?
About 128 days. That sounds like a veteran.
I see. All right, Jack, I want to welcome you and ask you our Peanut Double or Nothing Grand Slam question for the extra prize. How long does the average dollar bill last in circulation?
About 8 months.
About 8 months, and I want to wish you luck now as you try for your 100. What will you do with $100 if you win it?
I don't have any choice. The seven fellows already decided we're going to have a party.
We're going to have a party.
Yeah, my dough. If I get it. I think they ought to do that, don't you?
I think they'll invite you.
Right.
We go around down to Norfolk and have a wonderful time if you win the money. The seven fellows, huh?
We have the house. All we need is the money.
Oh, yeah, the house. All right. Well, good. Here we go. Yeah, I better give him the money now. I think he's... No, your category has to do with sports. Now, Peanut and Double or Nothing session starts out with a for instance like this. For $5, can you name three sports in which the highest score wins?
Baseball.
Baseball is one of
them. Certainly is. Hockey.
Hockey is another one.
And football.
And football. $5. Good. Right there it is. First, Peanut, what is your favorite sport, Jack?
Football.
Football. Right. Did you play in college?
Yes, sir, I did.
What did you play? What position?
I was in the backfield.
You were in the backfield?
Yeah, as long as they left me enough.
You All right, Jack, I hope you stick for a while. $5 for another Peanut and Forrest. Can you name one sport in which the lowest score wins?
Just one score. Golf.
Golf, yes, sir. Good for you. $10. Have you ever played that?
Yes, sir.
Are you good at golf?
Shooting the middle 80s.
Shooting the middle 80s.
Right.
I do the same in the first time. Now, we're another team in 5 drafts. And what is African golf?
I'd call them rolling dominoes.
Rolling as in shooting fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good for you. All right, good team. Have you ever played that? What am I asking? All right, you've got 15 for another Phenom in 5. In what popular sport are there 10 players on a side?
10 players, that would be football.
Wait, no.
Wait a second, hold on.
Yeah, I'll wait. I'll get old.
Oh, softball.
Softball, yes, sir, good. All right. You've got 20. For another Phenom in 5, which Major League Baseball club has never won a league pennant in either the National or the American League? They're right up there in the American League.
St. Louis in the American League.
St. Louis in the American League, right. St. Louis Browns, $25 for you. Good for you. Well, now, you've got $25 from Phenomint, the modern chewing gum laxative. You want to call at the end of the game or try to double your money into the Phenomint 50, double or nothing? You want to go on, Jack? All right, here we go, Jack. For the Phenomint 50, listen very carefully. What is the circumference of a standard big league baseball? 3 1/4 inches, 7 1/2 inches, or 9 inches?
I say 9.
9 is right. Good for you. Good stuff. The Phenomint 50. Do you want to call that enough?
Good,
yeah, it looks good. You want to go on?
Yes, sir.
The double troubler for the big $100 cash prize? All right, here we go. Double or nothing. How many heavyweight boxing champs were named Jack Dempsey for $100?
I think only one.
There was only one. Absolutely right. With a special word for the ladies.
I don't have to tell you ladies that men are creatures of habit. So, if your husband still thinks he has to take a harsh, bad-tasting laxative when one is needed, he'll thank you for introducing him to Phenomint, the tasty, candy-coated chewing gum laxative that millions turn to. Thanks to Phenomint, he'll feel fine.
Phenomint, remember, is as pleasant to take as it is gentle and effective. You can take Phenomint at any time of day and exactly as directed on the package. What's more, you can enjoy its delicious flavor as long as you like. But the first few minutes of chewing gives you its effective medicine. If a laxative is needed, and if, like many others, you prefer it at night, simply chew Phenomint a few minutes before bedtime, sleep undisturbed, feel like a million next morning.
Get Phenomint in one of the 5 money-saving package sizes the very next time you're at the drugstore. Next time, anytime, the need of a laxative makes you or anybody else in your family miserably listless and logy. Simply chew delicious Phenomint and feel fine again. Remember the name, Phenamint. Phenomint, the good-tasting chewing gum laxative your whole family will like.
All right, and time now for the answer to our Phenomen Double or Nothing Grand Slam question for the extra surprise prize. We asked, how long does the average dollar bill last in circulation before it becomes worn out? We had these answers: 2 years, 15 years, 1 month, 6 weeks, and 8 months. The correct reply, the average dollar bill lasts 6 months in circulation. So the nearest correct answer was given by the last chap at the microphone who said 8 months, Jack Mails. Come on back, Jack. Does that go for this, too?
Yes, sir.
All right, the gang comes up again. All right, now, Jack, Phenomen's Double or Nothing gives you a chance to win some extra money. Ranked according to population in the 1940 census, the most recent national census, Phenomen will pay you $5 apiece for each of the 15 largest U.S. cities, the first 15 that you can name in 1 minute, 60 seconds, the 15 largest, the first 15, 1 through 15, according to the population census of 1940, $5 apiece, $75, if you can get them all in 1 minute. Are you ready, Jack?
I am.
Well, don't start until I say go. $5 apiece. Ready? Get set? Go.
New York.
Right, one.
Philly.
Philly is another.
Chicago.
Chicago is another.
Washington.
Washington.
D.C.
Yes, is another.
Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
Columbus.
Is not on the first 15. Keep guessing, though.
Detroit.
Detroit, yes. Five so far.
Newark.
Newark is not on the first 15. No, sir.
San Francisco.
Keep guessing, brother. You're doing fine. You got one then? Six you've got so far. You've got 30 more seconds. Six you've got so far.
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles, yes, sir. Seven. Eight more to go.
St. Louis.
St. Louis, yes, sir. Nine. Eight, brother.
You've
got 20 seconds. You've got 18 seconds. You're doing fine. You've got New York, Chicago, Philadelphia, Detroit, Los Angeles, St. Louis, San Francisco, and Washington so far.
Boston.
Boston, yes, sir. Ten.
Kansas. Kansas City.
Yes, sir. All right, and the time is up. You've got ten there. Let me see. Wait, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. I'm sorry, you've got nine. You get $45 more, Jack, and let's give him a hand for a grand job. $45 you have won tonight for you and your gang. You can really have a party out of that.
And
gang,
you're not kidding.
I hope.
I think I deserve to be invited, don't you?
I think you deserve it. I think I'll let you keep a little of it for yourself, too, Jack. You did a grand job, and I want to thank you again for
thank
joining
us.
Good for him. All right, Jack. Well, boy, I'm among the first 15 most of the city students. And so we wait any further at the U.S. State Fair Stadium, Norfolk, Virginia, where the Flyers of Uncle Sam's fleet have been throwing direct hits on our $100 targets, three of them tonight. And listen in next week as Double or Nothing puts the $100 questions to the Mary Monahans at Chicago, Illinois, in collaboration with Universal's great new comedy picture, The Mary Monahans. And so until then, this is John Reed King saying good night and thanks for listening.
Mint-flavored Chews, the sensational new chewing gum way to fast relief from acid indigestion misery.
When acid indigestion starts to get you down, cheer up with Chews.
Chews gives you three active ingredients with the amazing new antacid magnesium trisilicate, which actually absorbs excess acid, avoids the harsh chemical reaction of bicarbonate of soda. Chews stimulates the natural digestive fluids of the mouth, promptly helps combat heartburn, hyperacid stomach.
That's C-H-O-O-Z. Chews. Only 10 cents at your drugstore.
Get candy-coated chewing gum Chews right away. Wherever, whenever, acid indigestion starts to get you down, cheer up with Chews. Whoa.